The actuary, as far as I can see now, Tundu Lissu and the present president, Mr. John Pombe Magufuli, seem to be pulling a big crowd, to be sincere. And even that Pumba hasn't yet started their campaign, but Bernard Membe, who was the Secretary of State by that time, he's also drawing some people. I think that Tundu Lissu himself, as a representative of Chadema for presidents, and President John Magufuli seem to be pulling a big crowd at the time. But we are still waiting for Professor Ibrahim Lipumba, who will start his campaign on 7th of this month. And from that time, I think we shall see who is a big crowd puller.
So far, how are Tanzanians reacting to the fact that opposition groups are saying some of their members or their representatives will be prevented from contesting in the elections and will allow the CCM or the Chama Chama Pinduzi party to be dominant in parliament?
This seems to be because already CCM has mostly 20 members of parliament who have partially opposed. And this is causing a lot of questions, to be sincere. Some other people think that the electoral committee is playing some rough games, something like that. But it seems that this time, it will be a big tussle between the ruling party and some other parties, and I mean opposition parties like Chadema and CUF. These two parties seem to be strong against CCM. But, of course, CCM will emerge a winner because it has a government support for a long time. And as everybody knows, that there was a political ban for other political parties to participate in political activities all around about 5 years ago. But now they are allowed. But I don't think they can cause some big things to business here, because they'll be dealing with a lot of things at a time. And at this time, actually, people seem to be knowing a lot of things, and they seem to be supporting opposition parties. And that's what I can see.
Hamduni, yes? Do you think the elections will be free, fair, and credible? And is it what you are hearing on the ground from the people in Tanzania? Because previous elections, a lot of opposition people say that the elections were rigged in favor of the CCM. Now, do you think this year's elections will be transparent and credible?
I can't be very much sure, but as we have started, maybe it can be, and it could be going well. No, nobody knows, but this will depend on the electoral committee. But a lot of people and a great number of people that does not believe have not yet trusted to the electoral committee. But as far as I can see, I think it's going to be maybe we can succeed this time to have a fair election. That is beginning to be seen in this time we are going. But I don't believe this will take long before changing. Some other people think that if CCM seem to be losing or to be overpowered by the opposition, maybe things may change at any time. But if CCM will continue to have an upper hand of the campaign against the opposition, maybe things could be going well.
Well, do you think Chadema's presidential candidate Tundu Lissu can defeat incumbent President John Magufuli, looking at the situation on the ground at the moment?
That is quite impossible, to be sincere, because, you know, Tundu Lissu was out of the politics for a long time, about 3 years ago, and Magufuli was active. And as a president, has got a lot of time to do a lot of things, actually, which is convincing people. And Magufuli is still very famous, and he's collecting a lot of people, and pulling a big crowd to listen to him, and, you know, these people are commanding a respect of the people, especially those from the rural areas. But as far as they can see, Tundu Lissu could do some harm to the strong laws of the old system, but he cannot easily win. Actually, he can't win.